Chapter 2. Anderson Learns the Truth. When they finally reached the animal shelter, Anderson was glad there had been a storm. Now he could tell which dogs weren't afraid of thunder and lightning. If a dog was afraid of storms, it probably wouldn't be able to concentrate on its job. A black and white border collie crouched on its front paws and wagged her tail as Anderson approached. She was ready to play, which was a good sign. Dogs that liked to play games often made good rescue dogs. His father had told him that if a dog liked to play fetch, it could learn to work for rewards. Anderson knelt down beside the border collie's cage. He had a feeling about this dog. Although she was frisky and playful, she made Anderson feel calm inside. He looked around for his mother. She was talking in a whisper to one of the volunteers at the shelter, and there was a look of anxiety on her face. She stopped talking when Anderson approached. "What's wrong, Mom?" Anderson asked. "Are you worried about Dad? You know how careful he is. You know he always says that it doesn't help if the rescue team has to be rescued." Lily managed to smile. "That is exactly what your dad says, isn't it? Did you see any interesting dogs?" Anderson guided his mother over to the border collie's cage. He tried to contain his excitement as his mother studied the dog. "So what do you think, Mom?"